Now, boys and girls, where are you? Remember, we've been speaking about Abraham, of course, and last week we saw those two events in Abraham's life. As we said, one of them was a very sad event, and the other was a very glad event. And as I said, you remember, boys and girls, life is very like that. Some days there can be things that happen to us which make us very glad. Some days there can be things that happen to us that make us sad. So in the life of Abraham, there was a very sad event and a very glad event. The sad event, of course, was when Sarah, his wife, died, and he had to go and find a tomb to bury her in. And then when he did bury her because she had died. And then the glad event was when he had to go, or at least send his servant Eliezer, to find a bride for Isaac, his son, because Isaac had now grown up and had come to that stage where he was to be married. And in accordance with the customs in those days, so he sent off Eliezer to find the bride. That woman's name, young woman's name, was Rebekah. And so Isaac and Rebekah were married. Now, not long after that, sometime after that, Abraham himself died, boys and girls, and he was buried beside Sarah. And so in the pages of the Word of God, in the book of Genesis, you begin to read new names now that come on the scene. Names like Jacob and names like Joseph, the 12 sons of Jacob. And of course you read about Isaac and you read about Rebekah. Now, this morning, I want to say just a few words about Isaac, because Isaac is a very strange kind of man, in a sense, for this reason, that you don't really read a great deal about Isaac on the pages of the Word of God. The Bible speaks about the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. Sometimes we pray like that. And whereas Abraham, there are so many chapters in the book of Genesis that tell us so many things about Abraham, and so many chapters in the book of Genesis that tell us so many things about Jacob. There isn't all that much that tells us about Isaac. Isaac is a very strange man in that sense, in that the Bible doesn't really tell us very much about Isaac. Tells us an awful lot about Isaac's father, Abraham. Tells us an awful lot about Isaac's son, Jacob. But it doesn't really tell us very much about Isaac himself. But you see, there's one great thing that the Bible tells us about Isaac, and maybe that's why we're not told an awful lot about Isaac, because there's one great thing above all others, perhaps, that we're to learn about Isaac and remember about Isaac, and in remembering it, then we're to see something of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he was going to do for us by his death on the cross. Now, that one thing, of course, was, as we saw a few weeks ago, when Abraham took Isaac up Mount Moriah, you recall, and how God had told Abraham that he was to offer Isaac as a sacrifice on the altar of burnt offering. You remember that was a strange incident. You remember how they went up that Mount Moriah. You remember that great question that Isaac asked Abraham, his father. Father, he says, here is the wood for the burnt offering and here is the fire, but where is the lamb? Where is the sacrifice? And you remember what Abraham said? He said, my son, God himself will provide a lamb for the offering. And what Abraham really meant, of course, I suppose you would say in the first place, that he knew that it was Isaac that was going to be the lamb. And yet more fully than that, boys and girls, Abraham knew that in some way God was going to come and God was going to do something. And of course, in a far future day, God was going to provide the real lamb for the sacrifice, our Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Bible calls the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Well, when you think of that scene, boys and girls, Abraham was an old man at that time, and Isaac was probably about 12-year-old or 13-year-old. Now, when a boy is 12 or 13-year-old, and I'm sure you know this, very conscious of his muscles and how strong he is and how strong he's getting. And yet you see, when Abraham took Isaac and led him out on that altar and bound him with the ropes on that altar, and Isaac knew what was going to happen, Isaac never resisted. Isaac was very submissive, we would say. Submissive simply means that he did exactly what his father told him to do, and he yielded to what his father was doing to him. He was very, very submissive, as I say. He could probably have overcome Abraham, because Abraham was an old man at this time, and he was a young, strong boy, but he didn't do it. And you see, when you think about Isaac and the pages of the Word of God, perhaps, as I say, perhaps, the reason why we're not told an awful lot about Isaac is because the few things that we're told about Isaac are very important, and that one thing that we're told about Isaac, above all other things perhaps, is the most important of all, because it points us forward to our Lord Jesus Christ. Abraham, his father, had said, God himself will provide the lamb. And Isaac was, in that sense, like the lamb. He was like Jesus who was to come. And the great thing about our Lord Jesus Christ when he came into this world for our salvation, boys and girls, was this, that he was submissive. That he did everything that his father had told him to do and given him to do. You know, there's only one incident in the whole of the Word of God that tells us about Jesus when he was young, when he was a boy. And then he was about the same age as Isaac, about 12 or 13 year old. And you remember how he was lost and how Mary sought for him. And how she found him in Jerusalem. And she spoke to him. She said, did you not realize that we were worried about you? And you remember what Jesus said. He said, do you not know that I had to be about my father's business? And even when he was 12 year old, you see, our Lord Jesus Christ knew why he had come into this world. He had come into this world to live and to suffer and to die on the cross for our sins. And he did it all submissively. He submitted to what his father said. He never railed against his father. That means he never fought against his father. He never tried to turn away from what his father gave him to do. He did it perfectly. So, when you think of Isaac, although there's not much said about Isaac on the pages of the Word of God, compared to what's said about Abraham, compared to what's said about Jacob, compared to what's said about Joseph, above all things, remember what is said, and remember those scenes that were shown where Isaac willingly submitted to what Abraham was going to do in making him a sacrifice. And remember above all things, boys and girls, that the Word of God tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ came meekly as a lamb to do what his Father had given him to do, because he was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now, remember, that's what the gospel is about, boys and girls. And when you believe that with all your heart, then you have come to that point where really you have become a Christian, a believer in our Lord Jesus Christ.